Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at locomotive sports. Is today Tuesday? Oh, wait, it's 20 minutes late.
Yes.
Should we do the intro real quick?
Yes.
Let's do a normal intro. Okay. Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at locomotive sports, broadcasting live, 20 minutes late from Las Vegas, Nevada. Want to welcome everybody to the show. Technical difficulties, but before we get into any introductions, I'd like to say the views and opinions expressed on this program are those of each individual or guest and do not necessarily reflect those of On Wheels Now, All Star Internet Radio, its affiliates, or any parent companies. And with that being said, once Jay gets back to his area there, I will introduce you the one, the only, Mr. JJ Nunn. Take your time. Take your time. We're relaxing today. What? It's relaxed
what?
Day.
What? I don't know. Am I on here?
You're on.
What's with the paranoia, man?
Hey.
What are you worried about?
I'm not. Hey, you're smiling. I know there's nothing to worry about.
What's you worried about? Are you on the same page as me?
What are you worried about? Mike, hold on a second.
Oh,
it was Mike. On short.
It's on short mode.
Yes. Shorter mode.
You notice I'm standing. I'm in like, I check the door. I'm good to go. Whatever I need to do.
Hey, we are 20 minutes late. So
if I go, so what do you? I mean, disclaimer. Are you going to put me out on an indefinite suspension or something?
You wouldn't be that lucky, pal.
Well,
evidently not.
All I'll need is a restraining order, and that's it. You don't even have to do anything to you.
I mean, here you do this. All right. Last week, you start the show off, well, I think JJ picked something up on his feet.
Well, you weren't here. You know how that is. If you're not here, it's fair game.
It's fair game. Verbal abuse
except,
city.
Except if I'm not here, that's another story.
Hey, I just got to say, this is what it sounded like starting the show today.
That's it. Yeah. Crank.
It's more like, you still have a problem. That's all there is to it.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
We made it. We made it.
You made it. Congratulations, everybody, and all our fans. You have received a court order of protection.
You all have restraining orders.
From us.
From us. Hey, again, that's one of the reasons is, you know,
that's one of the reasons we're late.
Obviously, the recent news, yeah, we're down at the courthouse filing restraining orders against everybody. you know, obviously, NASCAR, big news, you know, I mean, Kurt Busch, need I say much more?
I could do 2 hours tonight on that alone.
Well, you were cut down to 40 minutes, so...
I knew there was a reason why you guys jimmied up the damn program.
Now, right off the bat, JJ has some inside information, apparently, there's more than just Kurt Busch
in the motorhome.
In the motorhome and his ex-wife. Do you want to explain that?
No, I don't want to explain that.
All right.
I don't want to explain that.
You can ask Jay off the air.
I do have a bank account I want to keep.
Okay.
Not like you two.
Well, I have a disclaimer.
We want to keep your banking account, too.
Yeah.
Why do you want to lead me into that?
I thought you wanted to go there. The whole time we were off the air, that's all we talked about.
Don't you always say there's better conversations off the air than on the air?
Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah.
I don't know. I could go there, but we got to get our ass sued.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's real easy. Yeah, there was three other people in that mobile home. But I ain't going to say who. So. It's just, first of all, congratulations, Joey Logano. Hell of a show out there.
Absolutely.
Put Penske's Ford number one in Daytona.
What was that? Say that again. What was that?
And sorry to hear about Kyle Busch. He got all busted up, for those who don't know. His right femur and his left ankle, that really sucked. And basically, Kurt Busch got denied.
Absolutely.
Two appeals.
Unbelievable.
For being what was and what is not, believe it or not, just what is an order of protection that his former girlfriend, Patricia Driscoll, had received. He was denied two appeals. And the whole thing is that, if those who don't know, Kurt was never actually charged with assault. Okay? There was no charges filed up against him. There is no legal suit. There is no civil suit up against him, but NASCAR acted from what stems from the NFL not acting, their inaction. Okay? Now, don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen, and
absolutely,
I'm telling you, ladies, we are not defending Kurt Busch, and we are not promoting
or
domestic violence.
Absolutely not. Right.
If he is guilty of that, then fine, put him in jail. Okay? NASCAR has taken a proactive by suspending Kurt Busch because the NFL did not act with Rice. Okay? Here, the football player Rice, on video, beat the shit out of his girlfriend. She withdrew charges. He got suspended. And he's got a $5 million contract starting this year.
Right.
Here, there are no legal charges up against Kurt Busch. Okay. NASCAR has taken a proactive stance on this. And even though the only thing that was filed up against Kurt Busch was an order of protection.
That's right.
Okay. As of yesterday, there's no charges. There's no civil suit. Okay?
Yeah, no criminal charges.
So
no criminal charges.
There's Patricia Driscoll put a case forth in front of the judge in Delaware, filing an order of protection, and she won that case. Kurt lost that appeal twice. Thus, Brian France felt it was detrimental to stock car racing.
Right.
And put him out. So he went 20 hoops over because the NFL commissioner did absolutely
nothing,
swept it underneath the carpet. He knew about it, lied, cheated, steal, stole.
Whatever, right.
Okay. So, you know, everybody knows NASCAR racing is sponsor driven.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now,
obviously, I know one of the first sponsors to pull out for him was Chevy. Chevrolet pulled out immediately for his sponsorship.
So
they wasted no time.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
no time.
This is a tender subject, and I will repeat, under no circumstances are we here at On Wheels Now promoting domestic violence. We are not here to judge anybody. But the facts are the facts. There are no criminal charges up against Kurt Busch. There is no civil charges. Okay? And I repeat that because he hasn't had to. There is no case.
Right. And not
there
as of
no
yet.
Case.
Right. Exactly.
Right now, there is no case
there's,
up against Kurt Busch.
There's allegations. And,
there's
and
allegations.
There's,
right.
You know, and then there's whatever, you know, his... you know, side of there's two sides of the story. Two people were in that
motorhome
by themselves, and that's where it stands.
And only two.
Well, as far as the rest of us know, you have some insight.
I mean, there was video tape. Okay,
good answer.
In the elevator. Okay, there was videotape in the elevator, and
yep.
for Rice's girlfriend. You know.
Now, one of the things that the NASCAR chaplain saw immediately after the allegations did not see any visible signs of any markings on her at all. Several hours later, her neighbor happened to see some kind of markings or something like that. But that's several hours later.
Well, evidently, Patricia Driscoll presented pictures in they're not out there yet, but presented pictures to a court order.
But, you know, it's funny how you have a witness of NASCAR immediately after the alleged incident, you know, didn't see any kind of markings or anything like that. And, you know, I guess sometimes I couldn't tell you when I walk out this door what you two look like, so I don't know.
You know, it was strong enough for a judge,
right,
to have a court order protection. Okay.
You know,
but there are still no charge. He's not proven guilty. I've had discussions with people. Hey, what do you think about Kurt Busch? What do you think about Kurt Busch? Well, I don't know. Okay, there's an order of protection out on him. Okay, evidently she won that. But there are
right.
no charges.
No, absolutely
okay.
not, right.
You know, what if there are any charges ever filed? What if a civil suit isn't filed? So Kurt Busch is hanging out there.
I know.
Okay. One judge is not the jury of charges. Okay? It's an order of protection. Anybody, I mean, believe me, anybody can go get an order of protection. I need an order of protection from you two.
Well, at least one of us in here, you do.
But... something happened to Patricia Driscoll for a judge to believe that.
Well, and the ruling is he more likely than not strangled his ex-girlfriend or whatever.
Well,
more likely
than
not.
That was the release from the judge.
Right, exactly.
Okay. And
so
it wasn't
like, hey, you're guilty or
everybody
whatever.
Knows Kurt has a checkered past. All
right.
There is to it. You can go on YouTube and listen to him yelling and screaming. You can see what he did to Dr. Jerry Punch.
We had it on the show a couple years ago,
yeah.
his rant.
You
can
see him cussing out Jamie Little. Okay, he's been arrested in Maricopa County. All right. It just one thing after another. Is there an – he went to anger management. You know. Has he laid down a history? Could this very possible be? Yes.
Right.
Okay. Could this very well happen with his history? Yes, it could. But charges haven't been filed.
Right. You know, unfortunately, in anything, if you perceive yourself a certain way and then, you know, something comes up later and you may not have done it or may have done it, unfortunately your history does kind of follow you and reflect on how your outlook on how people look at you.
For the inaction of the NFL and the commissioner in the Rice case,
obviously
NASCAR is covering their ass as quick as they can.
Does this happen in hockey?
Okay.
Does this happen? I don't hear about the hockey scandals or anything.
I mean, I feel sorry for the hockey players. Those hockey players could be getting the shit beat out of them by their wives,
right?
And they turn around, take a picture of it. Oh, that happened in the game.
Yeah, exactly right.
You know. So,
Hey, you know, it's unfortunate.
It's really
for
unfortunate.
Both, for both sides, you know.
It is.
If it did happen.
Again, we're not promoting this.
No, you know, if it did happen,
you know,
it's unfortunate for.
If he
for,
did do this, send him to jail. Put
right.
him away.
Exactly.
Okay, if he but, did hit a woman, put him away. All right.
But there's no ruling on it that says, you know, one way or the other what the outcome is yet as far as guilty or not guilty
yeah.
on that part.
I'd say
so.
Put him away. He's guilty, put him away. How Rice got another contract is beyond me playing football. Well, then again, you know, we'll have, like our disclaimer, we'll have the NFL come down on us. As far as I'm concerned, the NFL is the National Felons League.
Well, so. You know, and the thing is, the funny thing is, like, part of that whole thing is that she didn't press charges and da-da-da-da-da. But it does, whether she presses charges or not, the evidence is there that he just straight out knocked her ass out, you know?
And we don't even know that. We don't know. It's,
no, I'm not talking about Kurt Busch. I'm talking about Ray Rice.
Oh, Ray Rice.
That,
yeah.
It's on video.
It's on video.
Right. That happened.
One right hook, party over, down. This man should be locked up. How he's getting a $5 million contract and is going to start playing again is beyond me.
You know, maybe they
okay.
need to call his lawyers. I don't know. I mean, geez.
I'm sorry. Everybody said, here, you want another example? I'll give you another example. Okay. I feel Michael Vick should be cleaning out dog kennels the rest of his life. He did what, 3-4 months in jail, 6 months of community service? Guy signed another contract. He's back out there again. Okay. You know, really.
You don't believe
in
rehabilitation?
And now you take it a step further. Yeah,
right.
Granted, opinion speculation. Okay. You take it a step further. Now Kurt Busch's life is hanging out there in limbo. Okay. What if she never files charges or a civil suit?
Right.
Now what is he to do? Does he come back to get reinstated to file charges up against her for defamation of character?
I mean,
how does he get back into his career?
Right. And you know what? It may not happen. You know what I mean? It may be too tarnished whether he is found guilty or not to get back in the sport, because who wants to take a chance after that? Except maybe one team, you know. Maybe that's back at Stuart Haas.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
That's, you know, I hate to see.
That's an anger management show to begin with, right there, man.
Exactly. That's
I
its own
forget
show.
Forget Charlie Sheen in anger management. Team anger management.
You know, it's just
okay. They could support 4 full time psychiatrists. Okay. Hell with a fitness team.
They need.
Come on, please.
I mean, any team with Danica Patrick. No.
Well, we had to get that 2 years ago. We had those. We did those video, audio from her in car. You know, she's volatile, and that's something. Yeah, adrenaline goes up when we race. Everybody's adrenaline goes up. We wouldn't be doing it if we weren't adrenaline junkies.
Right.
It's what we do with that adrenaline high that matters, and then coming down from it.
Man, it's just, you can look at it from both sides and see views from both angles. And obviously, realistically, you know, I mean, we may never know what really happened in that motorhome. So.
One says it did, the other one says it didn't. If you want to call in, you can call in 702-685-8116. Give us your opinion. 702-685-8116.
She said, he said.
He said. It's local racing. We got NASCAR coming up real soon.
Well, I mean,
people say we're a local racing radio show. Bushes are very local.
He is very local. He is very local. I just hate to see anything. I'm not a Kurt Busch fan. Myself.
It just wasn't the Bushes weekend this week.
No, unfortunately. I mean, when they really hit the wall, they hit the wall hard.
Yes, they did. And by the way, Kyle went home from Florida to North Carolina this afternoon.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Okay.
According to his wife.
And did you make that phone call?
Nope.
Okay. But you did find out it's from his wife.
I got it on my Facebook.
Okay.
And you know if it's on Facebook, it's true.
It's got to be true. So I don't have Facebook. I'm with JJ. You give me a MySpace.
You're
going,
go. You're going,
I'm going
backwards.
I'm going backwards. What the hell with it?
All right. On to local news now. On to local racing.
What do you got for local racing?
Hey, here's what I got is right around the corner. It's going to be here before we know it. We got to throw out their touch a truck. You probably got something in the mail recently, as I did.
I'm working on it, yes.
So touch a truck around the corner, April 11th.
I believe it was Sunday we had a conversation about
truck,
yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, what car are you bringing?
Modified,
that's
probably.
Not,
yeah.
Probably or yes?
Well, it depends if I wreck it before April 11th, because I plan on taking it out there on opening
night. That's okay. Wreck it. We've had demo cars out there before.
I'll tell you what.
We'll bring Barry's van and we'll work on.
The modified will be either broken or not. How about that?
So, on the touch of truck. April 11th.
April 11th. Touch
of
truck again.
We got Mikey signed on.
I'm on board. And, of course, Kaylee said she was on board. Obviously, that's...
Unless something has changed, and what did she call 3 or 4 weeks ago?
She said she's on board.
Yep.
The super late or the super stock?
I understand the super late, unless something's changed. I don't know.
Okay.
I will be getting a hold of the Barker family and finding out what's up with that.
See if they got new T-shirts.
Yeah.
If
I go through the right channels, I get some new T-shirts for us.
You talk to the finance manager.
I think so.
Hey,
sure,
Aaron,
not Ron, I can tell you that.
You know what? And if you want to help support that young up-and-coming driver, you can go to KayleeBarker.com and buy yourself a T-shirt. She has things for sale that all goes towards her racing career. So want to help her out and watch a rising star help out Kaylee Barker. And I'm sure if you want to have a business and you want to sponsor an up-and-coming driver, I said young and up and coming driver, Gary, not you. But if you
log on, help her out so we can get 2015 T-shirts here in the
studio.
There you
go. So, KayleeBarker.com. Of course, all local racing information, you can go to www.thebombernation.com. Click on the message board, see if JJ's talking about you or even Justin Griffith. I know he's talking about somebody all the time. So click on the message boards and check it out. See what's for sale. Buy yourself some parts or sell something and get some funds together to go racing coming up this year.
Yeah.
So, hey.
There's testing at LVMS just around the corner.
Oh, I know. March
14th.
14th.
Are we testing?
Yes, we are.
Am I going to be there?
Did you miss the meeting? Did you miss? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
I'm just asking, am I going to be there?
I'm not sure if I'm going to be there. Hey, what are you guys doing this weekend?
This weekend, I will be headed to Pahrump to set my ass in the stands.
Oh, they have a
race
down there? Race,
yes.
I'm thinking about
3
p.m. going to Bakersfield.
Oh, yeah.
The big SRL races this weekend.
We were going to make our way down to Havasu, but we're not
going
to Havasu.
Is that this
weekend? Yes.
Oh. Well, I won't be in Havasu.
Yeah. We were going to make our way down to Havasu, but things fell out of the bottom, so we're going to go out to Pahrump and check out some racing in Pahrump. JJ, are you rolling with us?
The 28th? No,
yes.
I don't think so. Bakersfield sounds good, though.
You going to Bakersfield? If I go, do you want to?
Bakersfield sounds good.
I'll let you know if I end up going.
Say, no, you're better off rolling with us.
What is that laugh about? I don't get it.
It's
supposed to be an inside joke.
No. Anyways.
We'll go to Bakersfield.
Of course.
We're an hour and a half late, but we'll go to Bakersfield.
The SRL late model.
I've never been to Bakersfield.
I've never been to Kern Raceway myself.
Oh,
the big 125.
No, you're going to Kern, not Bakersfield Raceway.
No. Bakersfield, California, where Kern Raceway is for the big SRL race this weekend.
I don't want to see Kern. I want to see Bakersfield.
Oh, no.
Bakersfield's got a dirt track.
Yeah, they do have a dirt track.
Yeah,
I saw Bakersfield, yeah. Kern's a half-mile pavement.
Kern is pavement.
Yes.
Okay, we're on the same page. The big 125.
Well, when you say Bakersfield, I think of the dirt track. When you say Kern, I think of the pavement track.
I think pavement all the time, so I'm sorry, guys.
Okay.
It's just I haven't been playing in the dirt like you guys as much. So I'm sorry about
Speaking of dirt, I think Mabel came in here to the studio. Man, this desk was clean.
I'm going to take a picture and I'll put it on Facebook before I leave.
Mabel came in.
And give away all our technology secrets here.
We'll push the pins in front of it to block it off.
To hide it, yes. Stand them all up.
It's a high dollar operation.
You know what? It's about the fun, not about the funds. Okay?
Right.
Okay?
I agree.
All right.
I agree.
It's just like on thebombernation.com. One sport, what do you say on there?
Yeah.
One sport, something.
One nation,
you know.
Yeah, let me read this before Gary adds.
I know. He's getting fidgety back there. He's about to
this
not
in front of face five times. He's
not very. Hey, wait, before you read that,
now you're going to stop.
I have a reminder for everybody out there.
Okay.
Okay, remind us.
Danny Fitzgerald will be in studio next weekend.
Next Tuesday.
Next
and
Tuesday.
The man.
Yes.
All right.
Good
he
deal.
Will be in studio.
So if you have any questions.
Unless something comes up at his job, other than that, he will be in studio. And we all know what he does, so no telling if anything comes up. So, but he has committed to the third.
Do we all know? What does he do?
I don't know.
I'll wait till next
week.
We'll
find
out
next
week.
Yeah, we'll ask him.
Gary needs extra help in math.
Yes. Not the math he does. Trust me.
Hey, Danny, you, if you're coming in next week, bring Gary a set of flashcards, will you?
Yeah.
You can start with addition and subtraction.
I think he's a little more advanced than that.
Danny's a math teacher.
Yeah.
But
or
it's
algebra, trig,
yes.
calculus.
Yes.
I can't even pronounce that stuff, so I don't even want to know how
to do it. Now, on to your reading, sir. I just wanted to make the reminder that Fitzgerald
before,
would be.
I'm not anymore.
Where are those restraining orders?
Yes.
Should they be here by now? Where's the,
good
the constable?
The abuse I take from you two. I should go down.
you don't even have to have marks. You don't even have to have marks on you to go to the courthouse, so.
I wonder if this show will get a restraining order against me.
Here's a little information for you. Buffalo Wild Wings has partnered up with Rebel Mud Motorsports, LLC, in 2015, and they're going to support professional go-karting team Rebel Mud Karting and race team. Rebel Mud Karting will be holding a fundraiser every month, which on that day of the event, Buffalo Wild Wings will donate 10%. That's nice of Buffalo Wild Wings. Of all pre-tax sales, less promotional discounts, of course.
Now, is that all sales from all Buffalo Wild Wings?
All pre-tax. From what I understand, the location of the fundraiser is 65 Horizon Ridge Parkway.
Oh, so that's of that.
Horizon Village Square Shopping Center, Henderson. There's no cost for tickets for this event, but it is important to have a ticket with you in order for the fundraiser to count. I was told by Gary to get on their Facebook.
Yeah, that
Rebel Mutt Racing, Kart Racing has a Facebook. That's Rebel Mutt Kart and Racing Team. Go to their Facebook. Also, a portion of these proceeds raised will be set aside and placed into a new Youth in Karting Foundation that will help support families affected by autism and also the Cancer Society starting in 2015. So get on Rebel Mutt Racing Facebook. They're going to have fundraisers once a month. 10% of all pre-tax sales is going to go into that fund. So that's at 65 Horizon Ridge Parkway, Horizon Ridge Shopping Center, Henderson, Nevada.
Of course, sir. Karting, a lot of people, up-and-coming racers come out of karting. And we did have some karters come out to our first annual BomberNation.com, OnWheelsNow.com barbecue. So, of course, they race out at LVMS and probably other tracks that I don't even know about. So
the kart, the young lady in the kart? that was that mutt racing.
Okay.
That
Taylor, whatever, I don't remember. I'm
you
sorry.
You just didn't call her a mutt, did you?
No, mutt racing.
That mutt racing. You got to finish your sentence. We'll move on. Good calls. Go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Something else, I got to backtrack to the picnic.
Okay.
I met this gentleman. Backtrack. I was sick last week. The card's been in front of me. I met this gentleman. It's motorsportsalliance.net. The gentleman's name is Scott Johnson. He's president, CEO. You can get him at scott@motorsportsalliance.net. He has a racing network going on. If you need something done, need help, all tied around racing.
Well, we all need help.
Okay, we all need
does he,
help.
Does he give out money?
Okay, it's. I'll read it again.
I'll be the first in line.
Motorsportsalliance.net. It was fresh in my head 3 weeks ago. It was gone after I picked something up in the street last week. According to Mike, his name is Scott Johnson. Motorsportsalliance.net. So check that out. I wanted to make sure I definitely mentioned that.
How are your
nice gentleman?
How are your flare-ups this week?
My flare-ups.
Hey guys, and to clarify it, it's Rebel Mutt Motorsports.
Rebel Mutt Motorsports.
I didn't call the girl a mutt. I was saying mutt racing.
Again, rewind to the disclaimers at the beginning of the show. Please reference that. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock.
We crashed and burned at 6:01. That's all I know.
Hey,
that's all there is to it.
And so this
bad weekend for the bushes. Bad night for us.
Well, just because we wanted to talk about the bushes, we crashed and burned. So we better just move on.
It happens once in 3 years.
We're allowed, right? We're allowed once in a while.
Yes, and we
still
do
make me happy.
We do apologize for
technical difficulties.
Difficulties.
Yeah. We're allowed.
Difficulties. Hey, that's the polite way. It was one effed up computer.
What if this is what the computer
did? Yeah, without a doubt.
Crash.
Justin's car looks the same. What's up?
No, don't.
What's up?
No, don't.
Okay, I mean, it looks like a new car.
No, it don't.
Okay.
You're only looking at one side.
Oh, okay.
You got to go look at
the
other
side. There's two sides.
Yes, there's two sides.
Just like there's two sides to every story.
That's right. Mm, I was just going to say, there's two sides to every story. No, we should have that done by the end of the week. And with any luck, it will go back to where it lives.
Because you still got to work on JC Motorsports' arsenal of vehicles, correct?
Yeah,
well, that's why
those come last.
That's why I was asking, am I going to be at testing?
He didn't think.
Oh, okay, I didn't catch that.
I was asking you, am I going to be there?
They come last. Trust me. You know, we had a meeting, and everybody knows one of my downfalls is I don't know how to say no. And Tim is the first one to get mad.
Can I borrow $50?
If that's what you need, pal.
Hey, you were right. You didn't say no.
JG, take care of my life.
He just danced around the... See? There it is.
Oh, don't look like he's buying me dinner tonight. Oh, he's got a pocket full of credit cards. That's okay.
See, all plastic.
Uh-huh.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
Pays for everything. Hey, it goes on the wife.
Keeps that Gary out of my pocket.
Yeah, there's no paper in there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's it. I got $148 in my truck that I'm saving for something, and that's all there is to it. So,
48.
I got 143,
pal.
Again,
$153 better be in there.
It's another inside joke, I guess. I don't know what they're talking about.
Again. JJ takes a foolish bet from me, but that's okay.
Foolish bet.
That's all right.
What is this bet? I want to hear about this bet.
Hey,
can we talk about the bet?
Can't talk about it.
What if we have a disclaimer?
I already read your dad. You and your damn disclaimers, man. What the hell are you scared of?
Hey, okay. I must tell you this. The last $5 that JJ lost to me, the first time ever, lost $5 to me.
$10,005.
Yes, but only lost $5 to me.
Okay.
It would be up in the studio already, but while I was putting the $5 in there, the glass fell off the table and broke.
Oh.
So, uh-oh, you got another note over there.
Go ahead, yeah.
Go ahead.
That helped you take over.
Gotta thank our sponsors real quick since we lost 20 minutes.
I like how he changed the subject real quick.
Nevada Pick Apart, Steve at Nevada Pick Apart. You need any parts for your cars. What is it, $2 to get in there?
$1.
$1.
$1.
And you got the location in North Las Vegas on Lamb and the other one down here on Henderson. Off of Boulder Highway.
Yep.
Anthony, a camp out. Do we have an address yet?
No.
Did he move anywhere yet?
No, we don't have an address.
I saw he got out of the building. The yard's partially empty because he does have a small part of that still.
A very small part,
Did everybody look for a large blue, navy blue sign with white vinyl on it?
I can tell you. You can find that sign, that particular sign you're talking about.
Yeah.
At Boulder Highway in Mojave.
Has he moved there yet?
Yes, they have taken that location over.
But has not moved.
He's not moving. He is staying on Cheyenne and Losi.
Wait a minute. So what's I don't understand.
Where
is he moving or not?
Okay, that's camp out. Anthony at camp out.
He's not moving.
Oh.
He is staying there.
So you can still go to camp out.
His brother is taking over the new camp out. That's on Boulder Highway and Mojave.
Oh, so there's going to be a new camp out.
There will be three locations.
The other one's on Tropicana, right?
Yes, that's Tools for Less.
Yep.
/ camp out.
Same brother?
Yeah, no other brother. Oh. Another brother.
Another brother.
There's 8 kids in the family.
So why are they downsized then on Cheyenne?
The McDonald's have leased the property.
Oh.
So.
Are they moving to the other side?
No, he's just going to stay there for a couple years. Oh. And then now that they've taken over. how hard is it? He's staying there.
So camp out is still on Cheyenne and Losi.
Yes. Okay, moving right along.
But there's another camp out on Boulder Highway in Mojave.
But there's a new camp out location. Oh, there you go.
Yes.
All right.
All right, go ahead, Jay.
Well, we've been told he was moving, but now we know he's not moving. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, Jay. I'm one of their sponsors.
Want to thank
you. But yes. Go ahead, Jay. I'll shut the mics off.
He means me, not these. He means me. Okay.
I want to thank Pick Art Radiator, Phil and Jim, for everything they do for us. Pinkmail.org, Mike and Sue, D&N Equipment, Dale and Nick. And if you don't know what D&N Equipment is, it's Dale and Nick Walters. They own this company. I've owned this company for quite some time. You need a wheel balancer. You need a tire changer. You need a lift. They have them. Okay, if you need this equipment worked on, they are the authorized dealers for coats out here in Las Vegas. They travel. They do quite a bit of travel. They got a number of accounts in Arizona and California.
Utah.
Okay, in Utah. They will come to you if you have the equipment, okay, wheel balance, tire changer, and lifts. They work quite a bit. We lose him racing when the convention's in town.
And if you want to purchase one, they've got them for sale as well.
They'll transport them. They'll set them up. They'll move them for you. If you have one, you're moving a location, they'll come, strip it down, and then go set it up in that next location. That's D&N Equipment. I'll give you time again to get a pencil and paper out for the phone number. It is 702-565-0528. 702-565-0528, and they're very racer-friendly because they're racers themselves. And also want to thank Best Muffler, Danielle, for everything that she does for us here at JC Motorsports.
Where's Best Muffler?
Huh?
Where's Best Muffler at?
I don't know. Where's Best Muffler?
21st
and Fremont. Oh, 21st and Fremont. So.
Are they moving?
Nope.
Okay.
They've been there forever.
Are you sure?
They're not moving.
No, that DNA, they sell... new and used equipment.
Yes, they do.
D&N equipment.
D&N equipment.
They sell it. They erect it. They fix it. You name it.
They will get your shop and
they'll get you together real easy.
Cool deal.
Real easy.
Cool.
So
you got it in.
Yep. Got it all in.
Barely.
And I kept Mike down.
Yep.
Hey.
Do you want to read that disclaimer again? They're knocking on the door.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
The lawyers are knocking on the door.
Restraining orders are here.
Uh-oh. So, I'm not sure whether he signaled us time out.
Oh, man.
Or,
we are out of time is what that meant.
I don't know. Stick it up your nose and...
We are very...
Time out while you're doing it?
Yeah, really.
We are very sorry. You said there is a race in Crump this weekend that you guys are going to go watch. There's, of course, Bakersfield at Kern Raceway, the asphalt half-mile track out there. There's some huge racing going on out there. You said Havasu.
Havasu.
Last week was Blythe, of course. But lots of races. But if nothing fails, we will be here at 6 p.m. live next Tuesday with Dan Fitzgerald of the Dirt Modifieds
World.
Will be here. So
87nracing.com.
Cool deal. See you next week at 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us. Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.